Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Latman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Latman. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Chet Boak. Batting 8th. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Throneberry reaches second base with a double. Posada moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is walked intentionally. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Posada tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a pop-up towards the mound. Latman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman strikes out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thronberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Thronberry reaches second base with a double. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a line drive to center field. Pearsall throws towards third. Phillips fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Phillips. Thronberry scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. Carey moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak is 0-for-1 in the game. Boak is hit by the pitch. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-1 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Harshman now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Lump reaches second base with a double. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-2 in the game. Posada takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Thronberry takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to third. Posada moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Phillips reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Francona reaches second base with a double. Romano scores. Aspromonte goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey juggles the ball. That's an error on Carey. Francona moves to third. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boak hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Herbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert juggles the ball. That's an error on Herbert. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Bob Hale pinch hits for Jack Harshman. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Romano moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Marty Keogh pinch runs for Bob Hale. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 3 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Funk covering, for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Leo Posadan now playing left field. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 3 in the game. Daly bunts towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Aspromonte covering, for the out. Boak moves to second. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Frank Funk. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boak fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.